Macmillan Audio presents The Ransomware Hunting Team, a band of misfits' improbable crusade to save the world from cybercrime, by Renee Dudley and Daniel Golden. Read for you by B.D. Wong. If once you have paid him the Dane Geld, you never get rid of the Dane. Rudyard Kipling, Dane Geld, 1911. Introduction. Are you indeed a barbarian? In a central London neighborhood where affluence hides pockets of poverty, immigrant families from Pakistan, India, and Eastern Europe pin their hopes for their children on a small publicly funded school. About 150 students ages 5 to 10 attend the school, which was built more than a century ago in the Victorian style, with a brick facade and high-arched windows. A modest playground adjoins a church. Many of the parents are on public assistance, or, as the English say, on the dole. And the free lunch and mid-morning snack that the school provides are often their children's only meals. Even as the coronavirus pandemic ravaged the area in 2020, blitzing through public housing and terraced apartments where students' families slept four to a room, the school stayed open, its masked teachers rearranging chairs to preserve as much social distance as possible. On a shoestring budget, in a building that's showing its age, the school gives the children a solid education and helps them adjust to English life and culture. Teachers track the students' progress by photographing them as they learn how to hold a pencil, draw a picture, or write their name. The snapshots are uploaded to a server, a powerful computer that processes data and provides services for other devices. Because teachers photograph each child in their class at least twice a week, and the system has been in place for several years, the server stored hundreds of thousands of photos. Matthew, an affable Englishman in his early 40s with dirty blonde hair and a stubble beard, has guarded this irreplaceable trove of data on every child's learning since 2016. Although the school can only afford to pay him a few thousand pounds a year as a contractor, he is devoted to its people and mission. Around 9 p.m. on Monday, November 23rd, 2020, someone from the school emailed Matthew that its website was down. He tried logging on, but couldn't. At first, he thought he had forgotten the password. After several attempts, he realized that he was locked out. "Something's gone wrong here," he told his girlfriend, Xiao, who was sitting next to him at their kitchen table. By 2 a.m., he was desperate enough to contact the help desk of the company that hosted the server. He obtained a new server and connected it to the school. With the fresh setup, Matthew could see the files listed in the directories, though he still couldn't open them. They had been renamed with the file extension .encrypt. To his horror, he realized that the school had been hit by ransomware, one of the world's most pervasive and fastest-growing cybercrimes. An unholy marriage of hacking and cryptography, ransomware penetrates computers and renders files inaccessible without the right decryption key. The hackers then demand a hefty price for the string of characters that can unlock the information. Evading Matthew's defenses, the hacker had entered the school's system through a web portal that teachers used for content management. An update was available, but Matthew, who manages information technology for a variety of clients and is so busy that he doesn't always remember to patch vulnerable software, hadn't installed it. "I didn't follow my own advice. I was so frustrated and so embarrassed," he said. "I felt like someone punched me in the stomach." As the English novelist and essayist George Orwell once observed, the history of civilization is largely the history of weapons. Today, digital weapons are reshaping the world, and ransomware poses what may be the greatest threat of all.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?